I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
All right, everybody, get your heads right on a Thursday morning. It is Thursday, January 21st, 2021. Good morning. I am Woodsy. My co-host, Ben Higgins, will be along shortly. Probably getting up, getting in his car right now. To head on down to the Corona Cave, we've got our executive producer, Paul P.T. Reindl, back in the Intercom Empire studio. Good morning, Paulie. How are you?
Good morning, Woodsy. I'm okay.
Good, man. Good. Interesting day yesterday. Very interesting day. The inauguration. Long thing. Long process. Didn't watch a whole hell of a lot of it, to be honest with you. I didn't. I knew we'd play some audio on the show today. I always like to kind of wait. I don't know why I wasn't glued to the TV as much of America was yesterday. Maybe I'm just kind of over politics and ready to just get going.
That's fair.
That's kind of, it's really given me tired head for the long time. For a long time, it's given me tired head. It's not that I don't care. It's just that, for my mental state, you know, it's like eating a lot of cheesecake. You know, boy, it tastes good in the moment, but it's going to affect you, you know, after a while. So I just kind of, went for a walk and did normal things, you know, listened to Stern and things like that. But I was messing around on Twitter, as I am wont to do most of the day. And I noticed that we missed something yesterday. We missed something major, Paulie. We missed, probably because we were so focused on the inauguration, right?
Yeah.
We missed National DJ Day. That was yesterday. And celebrating the disc jockeys, maybe of your youth. Paulie, you grew up in Seattle. Do you have favorite DJs, or was radio not a thing really for you?
No, we did. Trying to remember.
Guy up there. There's a guy up there named Marco Collins. I don't know if that rings
a bell
with you at all. He's an absolute legend.
I listened to, like, Cube 93 was a little more hip-hop. I can't remember a lot of the DJs. I think one of them does, like, a national show because I heard the name, and I'm like, I think I grew up listening to that guy.
Yeah, it's interesting, man. You know, for so many people, especially people my age and Ben's age, man, the DJ, you know, was just kind of everything. It was this sense of mystery, and it was this guy, and he was playing records, and you just... You know, it was a cool thing to do and a cool thing to be. And I think in some cases it still is. But on National DJ Day, I was kind of joking when I tweeted yesterday. I said, well, in honor of National DJ Day, as I am a former disc jockey, I said, here's the song that ruined my life and probably my career. And I posted the song Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier. And you want to talk about one-hit wonder. Gautier is the living, walking, breathe, I think he's still breathing, example of one-hit wonder. I worked at FM 94.9, which, by the way, I should be careful. They are still under our umbrella here at Entercom. I have nothing but nice things to say.
Looking into their studio as we speak.
Yes, you are. Now, that is not where I did my magic at 94.9. We were in a different building. But my tenure as a DJ was, man, I mean, it's longer than it was on talk. I was probably... six, seven years. I've been here 11 years. Yeah, roughly around there. Probably 6 years of just being a morning jock by myself the majority of the time, playing a lot of music on FM 94.9, where it was the tagline about the music. And so I was laughing. I posted it and said, well, you know, if you listen to me in that time, you heard that song. You heard it probably four times a show. And it was hysterical, though. So I posted it just kind of as a funny thing. And then a guy named Adam tweeted at me. He said, do you have the audio clip of the fart noises? And what he's referring to is I hated the music so much sometimes. I'm unable to BS my way through it. I didn't like looking at myself in the mirror, having to pretend to the audience that I liked the music I was playing, because in most cases I just didn't. I didn't, and it was hard for me. It's like if there's something on the show I don't want to talk about, I'm not real keen to talk about it. I kind of, you know, if I'm excited about it, I can get you excited about it. But I hated that fake enthusiasm thing. And I realized I needed to do some of it sometimes to keep my job. So he asked, do you have the audio clip of the fart?
Was it a little bit like this?
They say, oh my God, I see the way you shine.
So, yes. Those things like that, doing little things like that would help me get through my 4, sometimes 5-hour shift that I would have to do. Now, the people I worked with were great. The great Hillary, just the greatest human being. And she's such a pro at it. I tried to learn from her, but I had a hard time. I'm very sarcastic. I don't take myself too seriously, and I don't take that music very seriously as well. So he asked me, do you have the audio clip of the fart noises? No, it doesn't exist. But I said, I can literally reenact it for you tomorrow. And he said, deal. So I thought, all right, Paulie, if you would, hit a little Gautier, and I'll take you back. Let's call it 6 or 7 years, all right, to FM 94.9, a younger, thinner Woods. Hey, good morning. It's FM 94.9. It's your old pal Woods. Should be a beautiful, beautiful day here in San Diego today, as it always is. Make sure you sign up for Attack of the iPads. Coming up at 7:10, we'll read your name. You'll have 9 minutes, 49 seconds to call us back. It's Gautier. Still got it, right?
Nailed it.
So I would hit the post, and then I would wait and just listen again. Gautier. And I would just sit there by myself. And I would start to get the itch on the trigger finger. So when we finally could not, and I would go, oh boy, sense. Oh, don't do it. Well, don't do it. They told you not to do it. Don't do it, dude. You want to keep your job? Don't do it. 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 All right, I'm doing it. So imagine, Paulie, imagine you're driving to your job, it's 6 in the morning, and you're like, man, you may not know who I am. Some people are like, no, Woodsy, I listened for you and like your 2-minute clips. I really appreciate that. I really did. It made my day. But you know what? Sometimes you're in the car and you put something on, right? And it's just on. It's just background noise. Well, imagine if you're driving and you hear Gautier farting in a song.
Oh my God.
Oh, dude. And
I don't think I've ever heard that. Like listening to music on the radio, I've never heard anything like that. I would have to pull over.
Bro, you have no idea how many times. So I would hit it. I would stare at my phone waiting for the text from the boss, right? Like, you stupid bastard. And it was I would do it early because I knew he was asleep.
Yeah.
And then sometimes the phone lines would light up and I'd be like, 94.9. And then I'd hear like, ha, 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 bro, I just spit coffee all over my windshield, right? And I'd be like, ha, 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 yeah, I'm just having fun. Please don't tell on me. So there you go, Adam. You wanted it reenacted. You got it, my friend. I needed to laugh, dude. I had to make fun of it because it's what I do. It's what I do. It's who I am. And that was that.
Yesterday, so you and me were talking about the show, and you mentioned that, and you kind of like gave me the rundown on how you did things back at 94.9, and I'm like, okay, I kind of see what you're going with. Yeah, that'd be funny. I took it a step further, though.
Oh, did you? How? You have, is Gauthier on the line? I'm so sorry, Gauthier.
Yeah. So I was talking to your wife yesterday, and you know, she's not usually one to throw you under the bus, but
never.
But we started talking about, you know, 94.9 Woods and some of the worst songs that you had to play, the songs that absolutely drove you crazy.
Oh,
dude, she didn't just send me one or two; she sent me an entire effing playlist of songs that I recognize most of them.
Guess who caught the wrath of all of it? Her. I would get home and she'd go, how was work? I'm like, how was work? It was terrible. I'm by myself. I'm playing the worst music in the world. I cannot do this anymore. I was, dude. How dare all of you? That's Joy. Good morning. It's Woodsy. Here's Vance Joy. I was scared of again. I will say this. We did a performance with Vance, and my mom and dad happened to be visiting, and Vance Joy was there, and he was very kind to my mother. So I,
well, that's nice.
I'll give you a pass. This song sucks so bad, though. What else? Oh, my God.
This gem.
Hi, this is Bastille. Let's do some Gregorian chants at the beginning of our show, or our song, and we'll play it on alternative radio. Come get your iPad. Ooh, I still got it, man. I still remember these songs, Paulie. Oh, God, I get the chills.
This is just like chills. PTSD for you?
This is PTSD, dude. I've got the chills. I would fight with my boss about this song. And so here's a little thing. So every hour they jam a bunch of music in. And sometimes you run out of time. You got a caller on, whatever. Like, so you have to drop songs, but they only give you a few options you can drop. I would always drop this one, but it wasn't a drop option. So then I would get my ass chewed. Hey, did you drop Avicii three times today? I did. Just ran out of time. Sorry. Woodsy, it's not a drop option. Oh, well, that's right.
My bad.
I'm so sorry. Oh, how dare you? How effing dare you? The bane of my existence. Fun.
Is it?
This is fun. Is it? God, I'm standing up, dude. My taint is swollen right now from hearing this. I'm feeling it. It's like a puffer fish.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and you hear these, and you're like, well, it can't get any worse. What else did she send you? Because I'm fascinated.
Of course she sent in some Imagine Dragons.
God. So you want to know my bit with this song?
Yes, more than anything.
Long. It's got a long intro, right? So you got all this. Hey, you're talking up the ramp. Hey, it's FM 94.9. We're going to be giving away Coachella tickets at 7:10. Make sure you sign up. All you got to do is listen for your name. First name. 7:10. It's Imagine Dragons. So, this would start. Check this out. Every time I would turn the mic on right here, and I would literally do, I'd go. Then I would turn the mic off again. Oh my God. Paulie, I'm cramped now listening to this.
This might be the worst song I've ever heard.
This is the worst song that's ever been recorded. It's a band called Alt J. And I thought it was Joe. And they were like huge in England. Listen to this. They jammed this down our throats. Listen to this. Listen. People are like, oh man, Alt J is the coolest band I've ever heard.
You just don't get it.
You just don't get him. I heard Adam Sandler. I know exactly what he sounds like. Oh, I made me want to die.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. What else? Are there more?
Oh, yes, there's more.
Who is this? Oh, this is the American Idol guy. Good morning. It's FM 94.9.
Same name.
Here's Pee-Pee. I used to call him Pee-Pee because his name is Philip Phillips. So I would call him Pee-Pee. Hey, that was PP. As we rolled down, literally and figuratively. It's not the worst song in the world, but we just played it a lot. Next, what else? You got more?
Oh.
Judah and the Lion. This is like in the top. This is on my Mount Rushmore of taint swelling songs. And we played it once now. This guy actually says in the song something about a banjo and a hip-hop beat, dancing along to the Mando. I mean, this is one where I would want to take the table and flip it upside down and walk out. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Woods. Okay.
Are you bored with this?
No, I'm not bored with it. I like almost every single one of these songs you've played, so I enjoyed the music. You're a bit of a music snob.
I am.
And I think you're colored by the fact that you had to play them, and you had to play them too much. Most of us, when we're listening, though, maybe we'll hear it once out of every 40 times you play it, so we don't get quite as exhausted by some of those songs. I liked Gautier's song. I get
it wasn't that
wonder.
Bad. Yeah, but if you play it so many
times.
Yes,
but that's the only you. I haven't heard that song in years, and I go, oh yeah, I used to like that. That's a song I used to like that people used to know.
Freaking Mumford and Sons. Hi, I'm going to wear a barrel with leather straps and play my banjo. This is of Monsters and Men, of Mice and Men, of Monsters and
Monsters,
Men.
Monsters, yeah.
Of Monsters and Men. Hey. Next. I hate it. Are there more? She sent you all these?
Dude, there's like,
oh God,
30
A-ball
songs.
A-ball Nation. Sail! And I would do turn the mic on, Pauly, and I would do it. I'd go, sail! And people would lose their minds. What else? I hate it so much. Oh, now this song I like. This is Muse, Madness. And we had a program director named Garrett, and he's over at 91X now. He loved Muse so much. And he talked like this. Hey, how are you, Ben? Good to see you. Hey, listen, you heard this new Muse. It's Muse. Hey, it's Muse on 94.9. This is Madness. He talks identically that way.
You know,
it's Muse. I like that song.
You like that one, but all the other ones you don't.
Oh, kill me. Just kill me. Like, it's me. At that time, late 30s man. Virile. Cigarette smoking. Alcohol drinking. Hey, what's up? It's Walk the Moon. Shut up and dance.
Oh, my God. So,
makes me want to stab myself.
Yeah, I'm looking at this playlist, and I think Ben might have just referred to you as a music snob. I wouldn't necessarily call you a music snob, but you have specific taste in music, and yes, this is definitely not it, any of these songs.
Correct.
But I'm looking at this playlist. You know what I'm not seeing? I don't see a lot of Motley Crue. I don't see a lot of Pearl Jam, Nirvana,
right,
Led Zeppelin, AC/DC.
All the stuff I like.
The stuff that you like. The stuff that, edgy and badass. And you kind of, you're always talking about all the stories. Back in the day, you're interviewing so-and-so. You're, introducing this band at some concert. You're hanging out with Deftones and all that. Dude, you're Ryan Seacrest. You're playing Pop 40.
I really was.
Like, what's hard? Really? What's badass about?
Literally nothing. Literally nothing.
But it's got a beat, and you can
Who
dance
cares?
To it.
I don't dance. I smoke. I'm edgy. I drink whiskey. Yeah. I like women.
Real edgelord over here.
Yeah, looks super. Hey, what's up? It's Woodsy. How are you guys? Just blasting Marlboro in here. Oh God.
Yeah, that's real hardcore, Woods.
Oh, so edgy. God. Black t-shirt, black pants, black shoes, black boots.
Like,
I can't even stand
so
it.
So you had more of a format issue than a music issue.
100%. 100%. And it's worse now. I couldn't have done it. Here's the funny thing. I made more money then than I do now. I couldn't do it anymore. As a 45-year-old man, hey, what's up, guys? It's Walk the Moon.
Hey, Ryan Seacrest has made a hell of a career out of it.
$1 billion out of it.
We got to get to open phones coming up here. 833-288-0973.
Thank you for that absolute torture chamber that was for National DJ Day. I don't miss my DJ days. Let's put it that way.
I am going to let you in on a little secret, though, about our good friend Woods. when we come back during open phones.
Ooh,
as well.
News to me.
Yes, you don't know about this.
It's my fun day today.
But it goes along with your complaints about your previous radio station. We will get to that coming up. Good morning to everybody. It is Thursday. It's Ben and Woods. Let's get our first check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Seacrest out.
Here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.